We've been learning in the laws of Kriyas HaTorah certain times in which there is something wrong with the Sefer Torah, to the point that if it's caught in the middle of the laning, it's necessary to take out another Sefer Torah. So we've been discussing a little bit about how, for example, if two words are written too close to one another, that it has the appearance of one word, or one word, there's spaces in between the letters, so it has the appearance of two words, there's different halachos with regard to that. Today I'd like to discuss not the actual letters, but the parchment itself. It's brought down, it says that in the event of Nikru Hatfiros, Shebein Hayir Liriyah, let's say between the two parchments in which there is the sewings in between, that you see that some of the string which is holding the two parchments together has broken. So how much of it needs to be intact so that it's considered to still be a kosher Sefer Torah, these two pieces, so that it's considered to be as one Sefer. So it's brought down that if many of these tefiros, these ties, are broken, it's not an issue. A few nikra harov, even if the majority of them are not there, the adayin mechubaros b'chamish or b'sheish tefiros shel kayam akashim. So long as you have at least five or six, interesting, and when it comes to halacha, why does it say five or six? So five should be enough. So we're going to see in a moment why it says it that way. Then that would be enough. Of a b'pachos, if you have even less than five ties, in which a lot of it is already not attached to one another, then yeshul hotzei acheres. At that point, you should take out a second Sefer Torah, because this one has some problems that needs to be repaired before it's used again. However, it's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos. Hainu davka shachemish tefiros hakayamos asum behiduk. That which it says five, even five is enough, you have to actually examine the ties themselves. You have to make sure that the tie between these two parchments are actually holding it very well. Aval bat im fuim ad shenekel efshel hafred es shnei harios. If it's really not held so together, that very easily they can be pulled apart to the point that shoyigu zebazed, that it's no longer, these two parchments are not touching one another just by a little yank. Ein zen nikra tfira v'chibur. That's not considered to be tied, and therefore that is not enough. So therefore, the reason why it says five or six, it's not necessarily the amounts, as we're going to see, but it's the fact that it needs to actually be holding it together. And therefore, it's brought down in the Kudos HaKesef. He says that Hadat Sarachayu Vav Tviros Lav Dafku. It doesn't really mean five or six ties holding these two pieces of parchment together, which is what the Sefer is composed of, many pieces of parchment. The reality is, it doesn't need to be five or six. The Iker Shehe Keshe Shel Kayama has to be that the ties are sufficient enough that it holds together. And therefore, logically, that's probably the number around five or six that would do the trick. In the event, Shnayim Oshlosha, whether it comes to only, let's say, one, a couple, two or three, the Stamber Shlom Eskayim is probably not going to hold those two parchments together well. Umiskulon, it's really going to, the whole thing is going to fall apart. Okay, and therefore, Yesh Omer, there are those who say, based on these words, Shim Liros Einenu, if upon looking upon this cloth, you're looking at this parchment, you can see that even though there's a small amount, but Hamiyut Omed Bechozek, but it's holding it really, really tight together. Avshesh Rak based Firos, let's say there's just one at the very top, one at the very bottom, but they're really, really holding the two parchments very well together, and it's very, very tight. Ein Levazos HaSefer Torah Hotzei Acher, we're not going to tell you to take out a second Sefer Torah. It's not being machmir by taking out a Sefer Torah, another Sefer Torah. As we said, that some people, we think you're going strict, but the reality is, you may actually be doing something you shouldn't be doing. Because to take out a Sefer Torah and replace the one that you have here, which you don't need to do, that's considered to be a bizayon, a disgrace to the Sefer Torah that's here. And therefore, you should not do so. El Yigmur HaKriya B'Sefer Torah Zu, you should actually finish with this Sefer Torah. So again, it's not dependent so much on the number, but it's the fact that it is held together. Now, this is only referring to the strings that are holding the two parchments together. Of course, when we're dealing with an older Sefer Torah, we could be dealing with another issue, the actual parchment itself, that there may be tares in it. How large are the tares in the actual parchment itself that can render it unfit to actually to be landing from, to the point they have to take on another Sefer Torah? So he says as follows. He says, V'im nikra ha-yuria atzma, milmala o milmata. Let's say there's a tear on the parchment itself going from the top down or bottom up. It depends. Imo hagia hakara ad luksa mutu likros mulchatchil. In the event that if the tear, it may be a significant tear, but if it's not anywhere near any of the letters or the words of the actual Torah, then it's not an issue. And he says, you're allowed to read from this Sefer Torah l'chatchila. In parentheses, he says, by the way, yesh l'sach, you should certainly fix it up before the next time you use it. But if certainly if you're caught in the middle of laning and you see this huge tear on the bottom or on the top, but it does not anywhere near come to any of the letters or the words, that's not an issue. So you can certainly use such a Sefer Torah. However, let's say that it does come in between certain words or letters. So he says like this, Im hakar hagia ad lebein haosios. Let's say you find it that it's between letters, which means it's within a word and it's cutting between letters. Also likros bo, you're not allowed to read from such a Sefer Torah ad shetarenu until it is sewn up. The im hakar nechnas l'olmik shel gimel shiros. Let's say you sewed it up, right? You caught this mistake. But it's not just one line, but it's a really, really far tear to the point that it goes three lines, or three rows, I should say, in. Ein moel tfira. At that point, the sewing is not enough. El chayam l'hachlef es hayiri. It's necessary to replace that piece. So he says that the only time one can sew it up and make this repair is if it's not a major issue. But if it's something, as it says, three lines, three rows through, then that already is something which is not permissible. And just in conclusion, based on this whole idea, we can see that it's much easier, obviously, to repair a Sefer Torah if all that happens is the tefira, the strings, if you will, the sinews that are holding it together, tear. And therefore, that's one of the reasons why it's brought down in halacha, that when a person gets hagba, you should not lift it up and all you see is one parchment. Because as you're lifting it up, and you're causing a lot of pressure upon the parchment, it's very easy that that can tear, which of course, major issues can happen halachically. In the event, therefore, when a person gets hagba, you'll see there's a reason why the person gets hagba specifically has both parchments, and there's and the stitches are in the between, so that when there is the pressure that's pulling them, if there is some tearing, it'll only happen by the sewing, and therefore that's something which is not as difficult with regard to repairing.